I don't know. I never know where to stop or when to cut in. I'm just enjoying the music of the Emerson String Quartet. Some Shostakovich this morning. Greg, we're talking this morning about the Emerson String Quartet because they returned to Oberlin College's Finney Chapel on Friday, September 22nd, for their final performance on the stage. They are on their farewell tour after 47 years together. Here to give some insight on that, as well as what else is happening with the Oberlin Artist Recital Series from Oberlin College, is Kathy Strauss. Good morning, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well, despite this cloud cover and a little bit of wet, but it's a great day.
Right. Well, the energy from this quartet, it's unbelievable what you can get out of four instruments on a stage like this, isn't it?
Yeah, the string quartet literature is really vast, and people have been writing for it since Haydn back in the 1700s, and it's still vital today. In fact, the Emerson String Quartet has even commissioned a work from Sarah Kirkland Snyder. It's the very last piece that they have recorded. It was recently done, and they'll be performing it on this concert on the 22nd, along with Beethoven and Mendelssohn that are more familiar to our audiences.
Kathy, when you hear the Emerson Quartet, what to you makes them so special?
I think the thing that is remarkable about them is frankly the way they are in each other's hip pocket. They have a long history together. The way they communicate and their commitment to each other is palpable. And the sound machine that is simply Emerson is just incredibly high quality.
Well, when you have 47 years together like that, there's obviously a bonding that holds you together, it seems.
It is an incredible unit when you talk about the string quartet. They talk about the marriage that string quartet players have. They have their personal lives, and then they have this incredibly intimate professional life with four people, and where you really have to explore, like, deep emotion, and you're held to account. There's one on a part. If you don't pull your weight, it brings everyone else down. And so the string quartet entity is, when you find four people that can do it, especially for as long and as well as the Emerson have been doing it, and they've been praised worldwide, industry-wide, 9 Grammy wins, Avery Fisher artists, incredible accolades. It's a remarkable entity to be in the presence of. You will feel them from the stage, and they're bringing a program that's very personal. It's pretty cool.
When you heard or found out that they were on a farewell tour, was this obviously one that you wanted to get on, or how did it come that you were able to have them here in Oberlin?
Yes, our artistic advisor, she's an associate dean of artistic programming, and she's very well acquainted with the string quartet world, and this was a big get for her. She knew that this was something that should open our series this year. Emerson has actually come to Oberlin 4 times during their history together. The first time was in 1985. And they're actually going to be playing one of the very same works that they played in 1985. It's one of those sentimental things about how personal this program is. But they know what they've done during their career, and they're trying to honor those long-term relationships. I think they really like Oberlin. But they're going to be doing the Beethoven Opus 30 Quartet, which is one of the last pieces that Beethoven wrote, with the ear-popping Grosse Fugue, which will be its finale. It's an extra movement. So it's a 6-movement quartet, which is kind of unusual. They're usually 4. And that's the entire second half. So, yeah, Sally was incredibly moved to engage them for their farewell season and at Oberlin.
they talk about it, and they use sort of the term rock stars, in a sense, for how that to kind of equate to sort of the general public, in a sense, also able to sell out large venues as well. What kind of personality do they have? A lot of times when people become attached, and you just got four individuals up there, are you able to sort of see insight into each individual while they're performing?
I think each one of them is an amazing artist on their own. They've established their own careers as teachers and recitalists and even in other ensembles and other arts organizations. They lead three-dimensional lives for sure. I think you do feel each one of them. They know their moment to bring out a particular line or be a generator of energy on stage. So you will feel each one of them, but it's the unit, and that's one of the remarkable things is when four people come together and they are this, they become one. It's a remarkable thing, and they are rock stars. Our professor, Sibby Bernardson, I think, was quoted that for the article that we put on our news center at oberlin.edu, and he, of course, is also a Grammy-winning string quartet player, so he should know. He was with the Pacifica Quartet for the large part of his career, and he's now been at Oberlin teaching and running our own chamber music program. And so I think he was one of those fans that said, yes, we have to have these folks here.
Again, they're coming September 22nd for the Oberlin Artist Recital Series. So they open up the series. What else is going on this year for Oberlin?
We have a great series. It's a refreshed series. In fact, this is going to be a year that we celebrate women artists. So even with the Emerson Quartet's final commission of a composer named Sarah Kirkland Snyder. She's written a piece that honors their retirement as a quartet before they go off onto separate projects. And then we come into October, October 13th, we are presenting the all-female brass quintet called Seraph Brass, and they are winners of the American Prize in Chamber Music. And they are a terrific ensemble that will be bringing original works, standards, and that's a Friday night at Finney as well. So all of our concerts in the Arts Recital Series are in Finney Chapel, 7:30 p.m. In December, we have Jeremy Denk, who is an award-winning pianist as well as an author, had a great book last year in the New York Times bestseller list. And he's an Oberlin alum from the class of 1990, and he has curated a program of female composers. Mendelssohn's sister, Fanny Mendelssohn, Cecile Chaminade, Amy Beach, Louise Farrenk. These are names that we just don't know from music history. And then we get into the 20th century and Meredith Monk, Phyllis Chen, Missy Mazzoli. So it'll be a terrific program, and we'll also get a couple of favorites on there from Schumann and Brahms. But it's a great concept. So we're really excited about that for that piano concert. Then in February we have a gospel choir that has been getting crazy views on their YouTube channel, Trey McLaughlin and the Sounds of Zamar. And that's going to be a terrific program on February 10th, partially because they are going to do a community gospel sing workshop and then invite those folks who participate on that Saturday morning on the stage with them that night. So we'll be releasing more information about how to get involved with that, but that's going to be a wonderful twist to our artist recital series where community folks are going to be on stage with them.
Well, there's a lot of things going on, and again, you can find out more at oberlin.edu and look up for the Oberlin artist recital series. Lots of things going on, able to get the tickets for that as well. And again, the opening is coming up on September 22nd, the Emerson String Quartet. Kathy, we appreciate your time this morning sharing the good news, and hopefully folks come out to Finney Chapel and enjoy all the great music coming out of Oberlin College.
Thank you. Have a great day out there.
You too. Oberlin College's Kathy Strauss joining us this morning again.